Hello, everybody, and welcome to our ERC Gold and Gold Plus group call today. This is a call where you get to ask me questions. We have a small group, not the whole group together, and you get to ask me questions, get support. I definitely want to hear your celebrations. So since it's a small group, I'm going to go around and start that way with like a 30-second to 1 minute, what can you celebrate and what can you be grateful for? And it's interesting because I had a team member remind me of that, how much I always like to get you guys focusing on the positive. And then she was trying to get me to focus on, you know, well, look at this and look at that, because I, you know, some things weren't going quite right. And I kept fighting her on it. And I'm like, finally, she says, you got to have the gratitude. You have to celebrate the small successes. What can we celebrate? And I went, oh, this and this and this. So it's really important, you know, when we turn our attention to what goes well, because then we kind of set ourselves up and attract more of what goes well. So I'm going to start with Catherine. And Peggy, if you can turn your camera on, that would be great. I'll make a request.
I think I just did.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, good. And let me do the stoplight. No, I'm not going to spotlight anybody. I'm going to leave it as view, gallery view. So I see all of you in the same spots. Okay. So Catherine, go ahead.
I think for success, like things to celebrate, my big one was I actually did meal planning for the first time in my entire life.
Oh.
Beyond, gee, what do I need in the house? So yeah. I actually planned meals for a week and executed it.
Woo! It was like better. You shocking. That's awesome. Like, congratulations.
Wow. Real people.
You were going to sing every day. Are you singing every day?
No, I'm not. So I was attempting to do that, and then it got where my brain was just so not working right that it became such a challenge to do it. So what I was trying to do was to sing real music, as compared to like sing along with like the radio. And I think I need to probably do some singing along with the radio to make me happy.
Yes. Baby
but
step.
I was trying to sing along with other, like to actually, you know, I was trying to like literally sing the alto part to Ode to Joy final movement, Beethoven's ninth final movement. And it's a really simple thing. But my brain
easy for you to say.
Well, this is the kind of stuff I used to be able to sight read, like, you know, and move through it without a problem, and you know, boom boom, I'm there. And I couldn't sight read a simple piece of music. Wow. And it was like, so my brain is not,
it's not there yet. We're, yeah,
right,
that's what we're going to work on with the meal planning is going to help with that. So I'm going to make a suggestion to you. I'm going to ask you a question. What can you sing without having to read music that brings you joy?
Sing along with, have Alexa play some music, you know. Oh, Alexa, turn on now.
Oops, she heard you. What music would you like, Catherine? Yeah, so that's what your goal will be. Sometimes you're an overachiever. I know that from talking to you. But I think that sometimes we make the goals too big and then we can't do it. And so like the Tiny Habits, if you haven't listened to or read the book Tiny Habits, really good one, because he talks about you start with something teeny tiny that you can do. So if I want to do push-ups every day, and it's not that I can't do push-ups, it's that I don't take the time. I go, okay, my commitment is one push-up a day. That's it. I do the one push-up, I'm done. If I want to go do 10 or 20 or 50 or whatever, even better, but that's it. So if you say, I'm going to turn on one song a day, whatever comes on, and I'm going to sing to it, then you're done. You've done it. And then you might go, oh, I'd really like to do some more of that.
Yeah, that sounds much better for where I am right now.
Okay, good. Great.
Good idea.
Congratulations. Great. Okay, so let's hear from, I was going to call you Doug, even though the thing didn't say Doug. Like, it's embrace it. It's in my mind. Like, let's hear from Peggy.
I don't know. I've gotten out of bed every day.
Okay. There you go.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, life's good, I guess.
Good.
You know, I torn in a costal muscle, so I can't do my running. So, but yeah.
But that'll get well. That'll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've been walking, so that's a plus. That's like I didn't stop.
Yeah. You can move in even though.
Yeah.
We'll go on again. I want to hear about some of your food experiments and what you've increased. And, you know, she's like everybody else, we're telling you to take out foods. We're having her put back foods. So we'll talk about that in a second. I think I saw Vanessa come on. So let me hear from Vanessa. You can unmute. You can take your, let's see. Ask to start video. There she is. You there? Are you there just in picture? There she is. You're walking around and drinking. So we were talking about a success. What's one success for you? Whoops, you got to unmute yourself. Has to unmute. There you go.
Yeah. I did a green smoothie. I've been doing them more regularly. So.
Hey, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I just keep telling myself, okay, just anchor that meal with a green smoothie. It just makes it easier not to think about anything else.
Great. Awesome. I just finished mine. There you go. Oh, here. It was in here. I just had a small one today. I have to go fill it up again. Okay. So who else? We have coaches on. Martha's on and Annetta's on. And there we go. So do you guys have one quick success you want to share? You're welcome to do that. And then we'll go to see what people need support with.
Well, I'm excited because tomorrow I'm doing a presentation on brain health. And I came up with a little worksheet that I really like that might help people change some of their tiny habits.
Awesome.
And just that's kind of the emphasis that we have to really take charge of our health as a consumer. It's not up to your doctor. Your doctor, you see him maybe once every 3 months or 6 months, but he's not at the store with you. He's not in the pantry. So I made this list of things that you can do, like what you've been doing, and maybe think about what you could do that's challenging and put it on a piece of paper, because putting something on a piece of paper really engages your brain to do it and make more of a commitment. So anyway,
great. Awesome.
That's my success for the week.
Right. So put that on your calendar. What time is your talk tomorrow?
2 o'clock my time. So it'd be 1 o'clock your
time. 1 o'clock central time. So yeah, it should be on your calendar. I will check tonight before I go to bed, rather than waiting for tomorrow morning, to make sure the reminder is on the calendar.
And thank you.
Sorry.
But it'll be recorded.
It'll be recorded. Yes. Okay. So Sandra just joined us. Sandra, open up your, if you can, I know you might be at work, but, and then we were just wanting to share one success and then we'll go to support. You look so dressed up. Oops, where'd she go? All right. Oh no, you're not, you're unmuted, but you're not, we're not hearing you. So it must be a mic thing.
How about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying it's not a very good day for me. One of my, now my oldest friend, she lives in Spain and she had breast cancer and then it came back. And so she just sent me a message that she's gonna have a very extensive surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, I'm really bummed out. Well, but also with her and with all the people that, you know, that I have abroad, when I'm going to be able to see them again, right?
Yeah, so, hearts go out to you.
So, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
So I don't know how to better support her from here.
People have to want support too, and that's sometimes hard when they, you can be on the phone with her and you can support her emotionally. And she's on her journey, right? It may not be the same journey you would have taken, you know, if you were in her place, right? And that's sometimes hard to cope with.
Yeah. Well, she actually, I don't know if you know anything about anthroposophy.
Say it again.
if you're familiar with anthroposophic medicine.
Oh, it's kind of like, I kind of vaguely do.
But so she along with the traditional medicine, she's doing this homeopathy
type stuff, yeah.
But still, you know, she received radiation and I don't know, whatever they are going to do to her.
Yeah.
But apparently she's in good spirits. I haven't talked to her yet. I think she just left me a message because probably she was going to break down.
Well, hopefully you can get on the phone with her and have a conversation. There's nothing like touching, you know, or a Skype call where you can see each other.
WhatsApp, so.
A WhatsApp, yeah.
I can see her.
Yeah, good.
On the screen.
Okay, well, sending you lots of love. And
thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so who has, I don't see anybody else. So who needs help? What do you need help with? Go for it. Vanessa.
So I've had this weird thing going on the last several days and I wasn't sure who to ask. So I'm going to just bring it here. I have felt like this pain and pressure all the way from like my temple area all the way through here to my jaw. And then like my gland is swollen. Mm. And I was like, is this a dental issue? But nothing hurts inside my mouth. Like I've touched on my gums, on my teeth to see if that's it. And
poke around on your sinuses here.
I'm okay.
Nothing, because there's sinuses all through this whole spot. And it could be a sinus infection or the beginning of a sinus infection.
No, I don't feel that. What it's the pulp, like I will be, it's more pronounced in the morning and at night.
Mm.
So I'll get up out of bed and I'll just like, it'll feel this pounding pain over here. And like, it's okay right now, but it's like when I stand up or whenever I change directions or something, it feels like that's where it is. I don't understand.
But then the gland.
Even if the gland thing, I don't understand it. Usually my glands will swell if I'm fighting something, right? Like, and so I just don't even know where to go to begin to figure out what's going on. If I should go to my dentist and see if like there's some nerve or something, but that doesn't make sense with the gland
problem. But if it was, it seems like if it's a gland that there's something infectious going on.
Right.
Right. And if it was a gum thing, normally you would feel it, or a sinus thing. You know, one thing you might do is get a flashlight and hold it up to your sinuses on both sides. And you should see a nice, you should see the glow, like a spot around it as the light fills the cavity, and you'll see a glow. And if it's plugged up, you won't see that glow. You'll just see the flashlight against you. So you can compare the two sides. You can do it here. There's another up here. So you're saying it starts like right here at the temple area. Right?
Well, right now it doesn't hurt right here, but sometimes it'll feel like a pounding here. And then it's like, it almost feels like a clenched jaw pain right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I clenching my jaw at night in bed and not knowing it because of stress or something else? So I do feel a little pain right here. You know, when I press it, and then the gland, that's the main thing, but it'll just like the whole side can hurt.
One of the things to try to see if it's your TMJ out of alignment is to stick your fingers in your ears. I'm going to keep them out so I can put your fingers in your ears and then up and down. Do you feel anything?
What would I feel?
Well, you'd feel one ear, and you probably don't have them in far enough because you can still hear me. So when I finish speaking, I'm going to just stick them in there. But you're basically, if one side is jammed in some sort of a way, you're going to feel a clicking, or you're going to feel like a tightness or something that is different from one side to the other. So go ahead and try that, but stick your fingers all the way in. So yeah.
Not really.
They're about the same. Yeah. And no. Yeah. So you know, you could start with the dentist. I would, if I were you, I would start with the dentist and have that checked out to see, because sometimes there could be, like, do you have any root canals on that side or caps or crowns or amalgams? No, nothing.
No, I do have some fillings, maybe, like, not the mercury ones, the other ones.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know where they are. I
mean, you could end up with some kind of cavitation or some kind of infection in the bone or in the, you know, the area right around it. That's why I asked about root canals, because root canals, and notoriously after 20 years, go bad. And I have a dental thing that comes up on this side, and I know I should get something done with it. But
do you feel it in your mouth, like, whenever there's an issue?
It goes up, and sometimes it's, oh, I have two different ones, because I have bad teeth. By the time I was 18, all of them were filled and then pulled, and then all, so I have bridges on both sides. And what I feel is either side, whichever acts up, I'll feel like my whole cheek swells up and the glands get swollen down in here. So it could be related to that. It's not exactly what you're describing, but I do feel it going up the face, yeah. Right?
Okay.
So it could very well
be. Feel it in your mouth.
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't.
Okay.
But I do feel it does get swollen on the outside.
I don't think so, but your gland does hurt.
Oh yeah. The gland just goes, that's how I know something's acting up before I even feel anything else. That when I do get that, then I really pound the vitamin C and the quercetin and Oregon grapefruit. I'll put something in there. Like, I'll put clove or neem oil and just, like, really rub it on the gums. I get really desperate. I did this last week. It was the first time I did it in 5 years, but I was like, oh, what the heck. I have these old syringes. Well, they're clean, but I have had them for decades. But I took a syringe and I did a vitamin C solution, and then stuck the syringe in and stuck it in there. It didn't go as far in as I would have liked, but it seemed to, like, pierce the gum line a little bit and get in there. And I don't know if I'm just imagining it, but the last time I did this was, like, 5 years ago, and it was, like, gone after it had been there for weeks. And this time it was, like, the next day it was gone. So, you know, so you could swish vitamin C, you could, you know, poke around on there and see if that works as well. That's what I would typically do. But I got it checked out 5 years ago when it first happened, and they're like, oh, you need this and you need this reconstruction, and you'll probably have this in your, and it'll cost you about $5,000. And I'm like, maybe I can get rid of this on my own, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't go back and have them tell me that again.
Well, that's helpful, because maybe it makes me, like, want to narrow it down and go to the dentist. If you felt it in your glands, then it's like that response.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I would start with that. And then the dentist will, you know, poke around and deeper than you would, and get in on your gums and be able to see if there's any redness or, you know, stuff that you may not see, some seeding of a particular tooth at the gum line that you may not notice. Right. Mm-hmm. So I would start there. I mean, other things that I think, you know, I talked about the TMJ, that's a possibility. Do you have any other head pain, any other spots on your head? Like, does it go into the here? Does it, and the other thing is, you just did this and reminded me, it could be a neck thing.
Yeah, my neck.
It could be a cervical that you need in the
My adjustment. Neck feels a little out, yeah.
Right, and sometimes I've had situations where my neck goes out, like C2 in particular, and I actually feel it in my vision. Right. I suddenly start to get this blurry kind of vision, and I'm like, oh, my neck, you know, it must be that. And I, you know, I can adjust myself so I can take care of that. But that's a possibility as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because other things, like you describe, I'm like, oh, temporal arteritis or something crazy like that. But it's a different presentation. It's a much different presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly want to rule out all that stuff, but if you go to the dentist even, and they do, like, an x-ray, I'm not a fan of x-rays on a regular basis, but dental x-rays seem to have the least amount of radiation that they can actually go in there and see if there's something that's degrading the gum line and you
need to take care of. Okay. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Who else?
I have a question on my diet with the gluten and the oxalates and everything. I kind of feel that I'm in a vicious circle because, you know, I add chia seeds, but they're quite high in oxalates. And then, you know, it's like hemp seeds and sesame seeds can mimic gluten. And I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm just, I don't know whether I should be doing it or not doing it, you know, because it's like, I don't want to go back to having the oxalates in the eyes and all that stuff.
Again, right, right.
You know, and, you know, so then it's like, well, I shouldn't do chia seeds. And then it's like, well, we know I'm a celiac, you know, and so then it's like, well, I shouldn't do hemp seeds. I shouldn't do sesame seeds.
Well, not everybody that is celiac or has a sensitivity to gluten is sensitive. In fact, it's a small percentage, but is a significant percentage. So you would know, like, when you had gluten, what were the symptoms?
Oh, I was down to 90 pounds and, you know, I would be distended and everything, you know.
So that you can tell, like, if there's two ways to do it. Like, I talked to you about adding, like, the chia seeds and the other things that are higher oxalate very slowly in very small amounts and just kind of find your window. But with something that might cross-react with gluten, you want to do a lot. Kind of like if you're retesting, I'm not going to ever ask you to retest gluten and dairy because those things will, you know, but these other things may or may not cross-react. So what you do is you go, okay, today's the day I'm testing hemp, right? And you test it and you put hemp on your breakfast and hemp in your lunch and hemp in your dessert and whatever else you do. And you do it for 3 days.
All right.
Compare, how do you feel before you started that to how you feel after it? If you don't feel any different, then hemp's good. Now, I wouldn't recommend doing that every day, 3 times a day like that. Right. But that's the way you test it, right?
And well, and that's what I've been doing. That, you know, I thought I was doing good, and when we tested my oxalates, they were higher than, you know, it was 97, and now they're up to 200. You know, it's like, I'll just do it.
Yeah, with the oxalates, it's small amounts, right? So oxalates don't have to be oxalate-free. And I think...
Right, well, it's impossible almost to do on the
oxalate-free. It's totally impossible. And there's a range, right? There's a range where the oxalates are harming you. And there is a range where they may go high because you have like 5 or 6 different genetic SNPs that predispose you to that. So you're going to have those levels, but you don't want it to go up into the 300-400s, right? So if you can, I don't know that we're ever going to get yours down to the normal range.
Right. But I mean, so what range am I looking for? I mean, like I said, I'm just scared. I don't want to go back there. I mean,
yeah,
you know, exactly. I was almost blind.
Yeah. And did that come on suddenly or was that a slow progression?
No, it was a slow process. And I kept going to the eye doctors and everything. They're like, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
You know,
what was the very first symptom you noticed with that?
Kind of blurred vision, which I have been experiencing.
Okay. So then if you are experiencing blurred vision, then I would stop all the oxalate introduction experiment and get your baseline. Like, really observe, this is my baseline of, I mean, you wear glasses, so clearly there's blurred vision when you take off your glasses. So how do you differentiate between the blurred vision that might indicate that there's an oxalate buildup and one that's not?
Right.
And right now, see, before you weren't eating, you weren't taking the B6 and the...
No, I wasn't doing any.
Given the calcium with the oxalate food. So if you're doing chia, you make sure you're taking magnesium citrate with that.
Right. Right.
Drag it out. So that's going to increase the likelihood of any of it that you're eating being pulled out before it even gets in to the system.
Right. Okay.
But I hear you. I hear your fear.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back there, but I would, you know, if you feel like, oh, is that really happening? Is it my imagination or whatever, my fear? Right. So then I would just stop it altogether. Go a week without introducing any of the oxalate foods.
Right.
Go back and figure out how much you can tolerate. But on the gluten ones, you've been if you've been off of those foods for a while, you can just go back in, not with gluten, not with, you know, anything that's gluten, like But with those things like hemp, what's another one that's on there? Sesame seeds,
Sesame. Right?
So you go there because that's going to give you some good quality fats that you're not otherwise getting. And then you test them that way. And if you don't get the bloated belly,
right,
it's probably fine. Right? Because if it was cross-reacting, you would get the gluten symptoms, especially given the level of antibodies you have or the level of genetics that you have towards it.
Okay. And then when I was talking to Lisa, you know, I was trying to get more of an alkaline diet going. And so for to be almost a month, I've been really watching, you know, the acid foods, which is, you know, basically eggs, you know, and so I've taken those out, but my pH, everything is just the same.
It's the same. So the morning pH.
Yeah, it's not even on the chart.
So the, what is your morning pH?
It's below the six or whatever it is.
Way down below five.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you cross-checked it with saliva? And have you tested the strips to make sure that they're okay, like stick them in?
I just ordered some of those new strips that you told us to get.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to test whether your pH strips are working,
right. Cups,
you have one that has apple cider vinegar in it, and you have another one that has some ammonia in it, and you stick them in there. The ammonia should go way alkaline, and the apple cider vinegar should go way acid. If they don't, then throw away the strips because they're not working.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So you're on your way. You're experimenting with things, right? And
but every time I eat something, I get scared, and it's like, oh, is this right? Is this wrong?
And you know what? That hurts your ability to digest well. So, and I know it's hard to go of, but it's like, okay, I'm testing a food, all is well. If I test a food and I get a reaction that says I can't eat this, that's great. I got information. I'm going to give myself a break for a week, let it calm down, and then test something else.
Right.
And it's really, that is the crux of it, because so many times that food phobia that people experience after a while of, you got to take this out, and I'll take this out, and I'll take this out. And
For 4 years, I haven't eaten.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not good. You're not getting the balance of your nutrition.
Right.
You're getting all the support that your body needs. So I think that, you know.
Yeah. And I know it's mental, and I have written out my little affirmation things, and, you know, but
it's gentle still with yourself is what I can say with that too. Right. You know, you're acknowledging, you're all not right. Going off and, you know, sneaking belly beans in and eating chocolate chip cookies because you're, yeah, you know.
I wish I was.
Right, chocolate's pretty high in oxalates.
I know, so.
Yeah, so that's not on the list. But that's what I would say, you know, is really, we're really work with those affirmations of, I'm gonna trust my body, right? You've learned not to trust your body.
Right.
And, you know, you have a lot of reorganization, let's just say, body from early on stuff. And I personally think, based on what's happened to you with all that early stuff, you're doing remarkably well. And I know you want to do better. And I know you want to do, you know what I mean? And you have the potential. It means you have a strong constitution, despite the fact that you're celiac and have oxalate genetics. You have a strong constitution.
Right.
Right. And so if you have a setback, you just go back. Right.
Yeah.
But you'll see, but like really pay attention to the vision thing, right? Like sit down with, okay, don't do any of them for a week. Say, this is my baseline. This is what I'm seeing. Even looking at a bottle, you go, okay, how blurry is that? How far down can I, you know what I mean? Like something that's objective, not subjective. You go, oh, I can read the small print where it says other ingredients, certified organic, cane alcohol. Oh, okay. Whatever. And I can go all the way down to the bottom. Okay. I can do it here. And just like you're at the play your eye doctor game, right?
Right.
Ooh, I can see it here. I can see it here. And measure. Like, okay, I'm at 12 and a half inches from my body. Mm-hmm. And I can read down to the bottom thing here. And then you just put it aside, you write it down, and then you check it as you're trying to keep it together.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do it. And then can I try mug beans? Because those are supposed to be easy to digest.
And soak them, sprout them? Is that what you mean? So well, if you want to eat them cooked,
Yeah.
I would take them and I would soak them overnight.
Yeah,
I soak them for 24 hours. Sprouting kind of thing, and then cook them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
Okay, good. You already
know. I soak them for at least 24.
Good, perfect. Yeah, go give it a try.
Yeah.
Mung beans and adzuki beans tend to be the least problematic for people in terms of blood sugar and in terms of ease of digestion.
Because my blood sugar was a little crazy, it seemed like, with Lisa was saying that maybe I need to watch that a little closer. So I've been trying to test that, but I've been so stressed about, is this right? Should I eat this? Should I not? That I can see every time.
And when you're stressed, what happens to your blood sugar, right?
Oh, it flies up. I mean, yeah.
So it's hard to tell. I just ate this meal. I'm afraid that it might raise my blood sugar, and then it does. And you know, like, did it raise it? Because I was.
I know. And that's why I'm like, okay, just forget the blood testing and.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's the right way to do it.
When you tested, there was only one thing. It was when you made applesauce.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it went up to 124.
Yeah, it's not even terrible, right? Like some of us eat a piece of pineapple and it goes up to 160. That's something we want to avoid, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't stress yourself out with too much. Just let's keep on. And okay, I'm going to test this thing. Meditate before you do it.
Right.
Relax your system and then do it.
Yeah.
Slowly enjoy it. That's the thing. Even if you can't eat it tomorrow because it causes a reaction, I want you to enjoy it today.
Right.
Like, I really love this chia porridge with apples on it. This is so good. And just like savor it. And if that was the first time you ate it in 4 years and the last time you ate it for 4 years, at least you enjoyed the process.
Right. Okay. And then one quick question on the December 4th and 5th lab review thing. I just want to listen to it, but I still have to register, right?
No, you don't have to. We'll just give you the link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if you register, then you'll take up a spot, and I have a certain number on each day. And it might, like, say you register for Friday, then it will take up a spot, and then say Sandra goes in to register for Friday, but that's already at the maximum, but she could have registered because you didn't. So we can send you, and we'll do that like the day before or whatever. That says, hey, if you're not registered, you're not going to be able to get your thing read, but here's the link. Quiet! You're not going to get it read, but here's the link to get on.
Oh, okay, because I looked at the thing. It says you need to register to get the access information.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
And so I did register, so now I need to go in and
just leave it. I'll take care of it. I can add an extra person to that. Okay.
Okay.
No worries. Don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about my scheduling thing. You'll be in. You've got the link. Just show up. And now that I know you're just going to listen, I'm going to go in there, and I'll just.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's no big deal. It's no big deal, really. If it wasn't clear, right? Yeah.
No. Okay.
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 Thanks. All right. Breathe.
I know.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thanks.
Okay, so I saw Catherine's hand go up. Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Number of things that I'd love some thoughts on, help with. On the elimination diet side, were we going to do a group kind of elimination diet? Is that happening?
Struggling with when to do it, right? Because I hear from people, you really want me to do an elimination diet right before Christmas or right during Thanksgiving or et cetera. So as I was running the other day and had this brilliant thought, I think what I'm going to do is do the prep piece and then say you can start to eliminate these things and then do the full blown, okay, guys, we're going to eliminate these things for the next 10, 12, 14 days, 4 days, whatever it turns out for you. So I think that's what we're going to do, is start that after Thanksgiving or before. I have to see what my, you know, schedule looks like, and then just go, okay, here's the prep. And we'll just extend the prep piece, which actually most people really need anyway. Like, fill out this form, figure out what your possibilities are, start to eliminate things. Because the what I hear from people is, yeah, you want me to do an elimination diet where I'm going 14 days without all of this stuff and it's Christmas, mm-hmm. right? If I'm going to start it, I want to start it after Christmas. So that was my thought. Okay. I'd still love you to do an elimination through Christmas, and we will provide you with the recipes for every favorite you have for the holidays, whether you're Jewish or Catholic or whatever else. But I've got those two. I've got Hanukkah recipes, the whole thing. But I also want to be realistic. So I think that's what we're going to do. We'll start it as a group. We'll do it. You know, here's the prep phase. Fill out this. Okay. Here's the prep phase. Do this. Start to eliminate one food. Do that one for the next few days. Now eliminate this other food. Right. And then if it sneaks back in, I'm not recommended. But again, then we'll go, okay, starting January 1, boom, we're going to be doing this elimination. So hopefully you've been slowly experimenting with it. You have some alternatives, and now we're going to do the elimination.
Cool. Because I saw the different steps one can do for the elimination diet on the Unstoppable Health yes. site. And I wasn't sure, should I just start with that right away, or should I?
You can if you want to, right? You can be the go get, but don't, again, you bite off this big when you should be biting off this big, right?
Right.
Right. Like, I'm going to go to Ode to Grace, blah, 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 versus I'm just going to sing along with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to be able to learn how to measure your success in small increments. Don't, not to say you can't go do the bigger thing, but I want your success measurement be, I did this. I did this small step, and I'm going to do it consistently. So frankly, knowing what I know about your history, if you're not gluten-free right now, work on that.
Yeah.
Work on that. You don't need a fancy elimination diet.
I'm not completely gluten-free. It's just what I need to get better at, and actually just stick with. I wanted to add, that leads to another question I had for you, which is, are there any like heart math or tapping resources on the Unstoppable page that I just haven't found yet that may help with like self-sabotage or emotional eating and all those things?
Mm-hmm. I'll share with you. Yeah, there's a whole
section
on all of that. So let me find it. I can't tell you off the top of my head because I've rearranged things so many times. Okay, so if I go to Unstoppable Health, and we'll go, you can go either way. I'll just go to Empowered Self-Care. So click on Empowered Self-Care. There's a couple of places. Get started, join the Facebook group. Ah, here. So this is Transforming Stress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that has the audios. That's just the audios. There should be, is it on here? Yeah. So that's where you get the audio started. Then, if you go down to, there should be under bonuses, there should be the whole, there's under, here we go, balance your body freedom pillars. Okay, so there's this mindfulness and stress management page.
Okay.
And then there's the outlook and beliefs, and there's some limiting belief stuff there. So here you've got Transforming Stress tools, and there's a video, and there's like some real detail stuff, and then there's this Transforming Stress system. You've got that, evaluate your stress level, do three things you appreciate, but there's a lot of good stuff. It's a fairly, I think it's like 40 minutes or something.
Hello.
It's 55 minutes. So it's a really in-depth presentation on that. And then here, emotional eating strategy. La, 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 la. Okay. So download and read about emotional eating strategies. And then there's a document, and it goes through this, and it actually helps you to put together your own by answering these questions and then putting together your own emotional eating strategy. Okay.
Beautiful.
Also, there's also back here couple of things. On this Outlook, there's this is really get in touch with your vision. This is an awesome journaling activity that really helps you stay in touch. And then this is a letting go of limiting beliefs. Again, there's a video there and it talks a lot about, you know, what you can do with how those different beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Everybody in my family was overweight. Therefore, I will be. My mother had arthritis. Therefore, I will have whatever those are. So watch the video. I think it's like a half hour.
Hello.
You watch the video and then you make a list and disarm your limiting beliefs. Okay. So we've definitely got the tools for you, but there's one more. And it's further down on here under bonuses. Bonus library. Here we go. This is a really good one. If there's any of that in your history, emotional and healing. Where did it go? Okay, it's only on the ERC page because it was an ERC call that we did last year. Let me go back to ERC. I shouldn't have gone that far back. On the ERC page, there's a few bonuses that are just ERC only. Mm-hmm. And some of them are calls that we did on previous years that we brought experts in. And this one, okay. Bonuses. There's food related bonuses and lifestyle related bonuses. And there should be emotional. Where did it go? That's interesting. The vision board workshop, all these things. All right, let me find it and I'll give you the link to it. But there's a really cool presentation that Trisha Nelson did. Okay. ERC recordings. Here we go. Maybe the direct link to the page. Right, ERC, and it was, that's 20, okay. It was, okay. I'm going, these are monthly. I'm like the whole year. Okay. So it was like last year, probably September, October. I will have to find it. I thought it was on that main page and I will put it on that main page because it was a really nice call with Trisha Nelson and it was all about emotional eating. You know, and the things that drive us there. Maybe it was in August. No, I'll find it and I'll get it up there for you.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you'll really enjoy listening to her. Emotional eating is a tough one, right? And you just think you get it under control and then it rears its ugly head again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also had on your site, there's a session on tapping for cravings and things like that. With
Bernice. Tapping for emotional eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me make a note to find those and I'll make sure that they're.
If you do search and you put tapping, I think she appears.
Okay. Search. See, you're teaching me how to find my way around my own site. So you mean the search up here?
The one, well, I guess that, or the one on the blue menu.
Yeah, I guess you can. This might work. Okay, so we're going to do...
just do tapping. I think that's how I found it.
There's also an emotional eating one, so I should be able to find tapping. Let's see. There it is. Special event, how tapping can understand.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to give you that link here in the chat. And then I'll do the same thing with the search and look for Trisha Nelson's. Okay, so that's one. And then if I go up here, I have to go backwards. And we do that again. And I can just, I think if I just say her name, I'll probably see it. Trisha. There you go, Sweet Spot Solution, Heal Your Hunger. Oh, it was 18. It was earlier than I thought. That's why I wasn't finding it. Okay.
Great. I will check those out. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, thank you for that, Sandra, because I was having trouble finding them. And I think I'll get to put those on the main page so everybody sees them, because they're such important topics, and maybe even under emotional eating.
That'd be cool. While we're talking, weird things to do on the webpage, et cetera, just wanted to flag for you, about, you know, the links that are in the PS part of different emails we get. My tracker still is not showing up. I've flagged it for the help desk multiple times, and they've said, at least on two occasions, it's fixed. And then I say, no, it's not. So I know how to get there, but it just doesn't show
up. It's not showing up in that link, which,
yeah. So
if that shows up for anybody else, if they just are pulling in the wrong field. Okay, tracker not.
Yeah, just wanted to flag that for you.
Thank you. They bring me in on these things when they can't figure it out. And sometimes I hear about them weeks later. I'm like, why didn't you ask me? I could have helped you with that. So.
Cool, because that it's really handy to have all that stuff in one spot. So yeah. Thank you for having all those other things. But I just wanted to let you know about the tracker still not showing up there.
I will do this for
one other question. You'd mentioned before when Vanessa was asking you about root canals. You said they routinely go bad after about 20 years or so. When you say go bad,
yeah, well,
get infected, get, you know, things down there, or
yeah, or nerve damage.
Okay, so as a person who had, like, so I've got multiple root canals and tons of crowns. Every molar is crowned. So what does one look out for, you know, to see if things are going bad?
Here's the thing about teeth and root canals. It could be anything in your body. So you have a lot of health issues, and dental problems can contribute to a myriad of health issues. So do you have a biological dentist?
No, I haven't gotten one yet. I've done some research to find one, and there's one in the entire DC metro area.
Really?
I've been able to find. When I went to like the Institute for whatever biological medicine, yeah. Literally there's just one in the whole area. So I'm not sure if I'm,
check out Dr. Huggins' site. He's no longer with us, but his work is living on, and he's trained a lot of folks. So Dr. Al Huggins, and you can see who's been trained by him. We have one dentist here in, not Austin itself, but outside of Austin, like about 30, 40 miles outside of Austin, that people come from all over the country. And Dr. Huggins said to me, if I need dental work, that's the one I go to, because he's my top student. So there's a lot of folks who like fly in. Sandy, who's in our, and Lynn too, who Sandy's in our vital community, and she's been in there forever. And she literally comes out to Austin from San Jose to get her teeth worked on.
Wow. And how do you spell Huggins? H-U-G-G-I-N-S?
H-U-G-G-I-N-S, Hal Huggins.
Hal, okay, great. Yeah, I'll check that out. Find
it and see what he has referenced on there as well.
Dr. Rita Marie, yeah. I've been using that Primal Dental product, the LED lights,
mm-hmm.
And I can't prove it yet, but I know that it's changing my gum tissue.
That's a good thing to look at, Primal Organics, and they have this thing that you put in your mouth, and it goes over your gums, and it puts blue light out there, and she calls it a dental whitener. So because she's not allowed to say all the stuff it really does. So if you look at it on, it's how to get, make your teeth whiter. So when I interviewed her, if you go on my Facebook, I don't remember when it was, but I interviewed her a while back. One of the things I want to do in the new year is to get somebody to come in and help me find all my presentations and interviews I've done on Facebook and put them into units on the group. But for now, might even be on my blog, actually, because I think
you did interview her, and I know she was at Sean.
Is it the $399 system?
I don't think it's that much. I think it's like 100 and something.
It's 100 and you can get a discount. I think I used a coupon and got mine with the charcoal stuff you put inside and the syringe with the syringes. It's about 169, but she just came out with another unit that you don't have to, that's more expensive because you don't have to like charge up something to use it.
Okay. I'm going to look to see.
Yeah, I actually have the old system of hers. I just haven't used it all that often, but I've been using her products and the gum serum is great.
Yes, I've been using
that. Yeah, I've been using that as well. Here's a link to her. I think this is the interview I did with her. Let me see.
I had used her charcoal-based toothpaste and didn't like that as much because it got all clumpy, but then I tried her bubblegum flavor. And it's a lot more moist and it tastes better. And so, and then yes, that gum serum would help anybody with root canal problems.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the interview that I did with her. And then also on the site, if you go down to where the eating with whatever, let me show you again. That's the interview I did with her. Caught me in a very unflattering moment. Right, where's the I'm on the same one. Let's see.
Oh, you need your mouth open for dental work.
Dental stuff, right? If we go back on the site, I'm gonna go on this site because it's organized. Okay. All right, so the nutrition one. So if you're on here and you want all the nutrition related resources, you go to the diet Body Freedom Nutrition Lab. There's so much information. It's always a struggle with how do I organize it in such a way that we can find it easily. But if you go to this place, there's a whole section on eating for heart health, thyroid health, etc. And if you go down to eating for mouth and dental health, there's some good stuff in there as well. And that was I should probably add the Trina recording to that. There's one that I did with Nadine Artemis, and it was all about the microbiome in the mouth. And then there is this one with Steph Jackson. And again, it was about the microbiome in the mouth. Both of them have really cool like handouts and recipes and things you can do to improve the quality of your gums and your teeth and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that help?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And there's a 25% discount. I'm putting the code in.
There's a 25% discount for what? Oh, for the
Primal Dental.
Do you have a coupon that we need to
use? If you put in dental 25, you'll get a 25% discount.
All right. So you should be able to get to her from Dental 25. Okay. If you go to that link and, you know, listen to it, her URL should be there. I think it's just primalizeorganics.com. Okay. And then it looks like Dental 25. All right. And welcome Denise and Donna. So you guys come in. Hi. So
I saw 3 to 4:30 and I'll just go. Bye.
You saw 3 to 4:30? And that, I thought we checked it out. It's supposed to say, let me see. I have it open here.
Last month it was listed as 3:30 to 5.
Right. Let me go back to my email. And it should be listed on here, ERC Gold.
But it's confusing. Sometimes it says Eastern time, sometimes it says Central time. So
supposed to all say the same thing. I used to put it in all the different time zones. So if I go to here, Gold Gold Plus, I click that.
Yeah, I got redirected to a different.
Okay, let's show you.
But then there, but the one you sent, I got in on.
The one you sent was the one I sent was different than the one that was on the calendar.
Well, I don't know if it's different, but it got me in. The other one took me to a blank page. Saying
the other one, meaning the on the calendar on the site.
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
I can. You want me to send you the link?
Yeah, just forward it to me. I'm going to share my screen again and show you what. I'm very sorry about this. This has been a nightmare. Okay, so if you go to calls and you go to ERC and you go to ERC Gold, or you just click on ERC, it'll show you all the calls. So if you want to just see Gold or Gold Plus, you can see it that way. Okay, so then it says November the 10th, and then you click that.
I did.
And it says 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. And then if you click here, add to calendar, it says Eastern Time. But it does say they have to get this consistent.
Yeah.
Does it say Eastern
Time? Yeah, it was off an hour.
Does it say it the same for you, or does it say mountain time for you? Is it all?
No, it's either Eastern or Central all the time.
Mm-hmm. But says both.
Let me ask you this.
2 weeks ago, they had the time different.
So it wasn't the right time.
It was supposed to start at 2 o'clock rather than, 1 o'clock my time, mountain time.
And they had it. They had it on here different from what it was.
Right.
Okay.
And so what I've learned is just every week I go in on Monday and look at all the appointments, and just because the times have changed on a few of them, because I did a whole calendar when I first joined and the times have changed.
Well, they're supposed to send an email when anything changed, and a few of them have changed because our calendar stuff, and they were supposed to send an email.
Yeah. So
but you did send an email this week that some of the times had changed.
Some of them changed that you should check.
Oh, see, I didn't get that.
No. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And supposedly, Dr. Rita Marie is, Scott had sent me something on the Aura Ring. Christina or somebody had said, and I'm like, I've never received that.
Yeah, so yeah. Something's up with your service doesn't like us, because you wrote me an email the other day. Did you get any of my responses to you?
No, I haven't received any from you or Lisa or anybody, so yeah. I'm just kind of like,
So I sent an email to you from my Rita Maria, the one you sent to me, and I responded to it immediately as soon as I got it, and they came back and it said not delivered, that you're because of abuse or something. I'm like, what? So I sent it from my coaching at Dr. Rita Marie email, and it got the same message. And I thought, okay, I'm sending it from my personal Gmail. So I went in and sent it to my personal Gmail, and I didn't get that message back. So I assumed you got it. You didn't get any of my messages.
I didn't get any of your messages. And I actually got one I'd sent about 2 weeks ago to you, and it came back and said that this service is no longer available, and it was your Dr. Rita Marie, your name at Dr. Rita Marie.
Okay.
You know, your personal. So and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Post, because it's saying that your host is refusing the email. So if you can contact whoever you have your email with and see, like,
okay.
Emails, are you blocking people?
No, I don't block anybody.
Right, but
we have had some major snowstorms, and we had 2 days where we did lose power totally.
Okay, so ask do you know how to put somebody in a safe senders list?
Yeah, you're in it.
I am in there, so that should.
Okay. Yeah, you and your the help.
The whole
thing. Ask all that. Everybody's in there.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you on that one, but I'll
go
into that. My apologies. Let me ask you this. Do you find it more helpful to just have one time zone that is on everything? Or is it more helpful to have, like it says, Eastern time, and in parentheses, it says, you know, 1 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Mountain, 3 o'clock Central. Does that get confusing? Is that more helpful? Do you prefer to have one? It's supposed to be all the same, and I don't know why they're on different.
I think if it was just more consistent of either Central time or Eastern time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can figure out my time change. The other ones makes it even simpler, but so I'm fine either way. I would just rather see the, rather than sometimes it's Central time, sometimes it's Eastern time, you know, it's like, wait, no, okay.
I thought it changed automatically for, I don't know, I thought you had some system that it made it Eastern time for me.
Yeah, I don't know. They're playing with this stuff and trying to make it better, but so far, it hasn't been my problem. My apologies. Let me ask you this. Does anybody else have a preference? Whether it's just a single time zone, but always the same, or having the, you know, Eastern and then in brackets, everything else. Does it make a difference?
Just the same one, because then that means like if somebody's in Europe, then you would have to make sure that all the time zones are changed. I don't know if anybody does like a Google Calendar, because Google Calendar is really easy to import. And then like, I can just check on that. And like, I have all my Google Calendars open. I can check that one and I can see it. And then I can move it onto my calendar and it blocks other calls from getting booked. But that works really effective. So you can subscribe to a Google Calendar.
But this isn't one, I don't know. I have to ask them if there's just one Google Calendar.
Do like ERC clients and like, what are all the calls that refer to them?
You were talking about earlier, I'd have to do ERC and EPT empowered. You know what I mean? It'd be like,
some of them layer, right? So if I have ERC, I'm also getting the self-care.
Yeah, we have to figure this out. We're going to have a meeting after Shine to work it out with the team and figure out what the best way is, because it's got to be fixed.
I went on Lynn's call today because I showed up on my calendar because the add to calendar was right. But if you go inside the membership area, it said it wasn't until 6 p.m. today. I was like, oh, well, let me move it to 6, but it just says access here. So I opened it just so I could grab the Zoom link and it was happening. So I was like, oh, it's not 6 p.m. It's right now.
But that's where you have to be careful, because the 6 o'clock is the NEPT call.
Yeah,
if you look, it was a vital call. It was a health topic.
Yeah,
that was at 1, and I missed it because I couldn't find the link, and I didn't.
That's how I went looking for the link, and then I landed on the page that said it wasn't until 6. So then I went to move it, and then I discovered it was really happening.
But now I know what I did wrong when I went to the calls for ERC. And then I went to today. You have to go down to that banner at the bottom that is actually pretty well organized. You just have to know to do it. So all I had to do was tap on the brown part that said, I forgot what it said now, but it's on the bottom banner.
Export events. I wonder if this will actually do what you guys are saying. Let me see. It'll do it in an iCal. No, that doesn't work. All right.
I can show you a screenshot, because I did send it to somebody, the screenshot where it said 6 p.m.
Please do, because I want to know that.
I think it's just a matter of like today, if you go up to ERC that we had today for today, and you click that, what I didn't realize, which was really simple, is you just go to the bottom and it forwards or goes backwards for all the other classes that are for that day. All I had to do was click that and I would have been there.
Okay. I didn't know that existed even. So here you add to calendar. So if you add to calendar and it gets changed, it will change it on your calendar.
Just for that one.
This one's going to say it's passed. So if you have a screenshot of that, Vanessa, I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't. Oh, there it is.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's all I had to do. I didn't know to do that.
It says 12 to 1:15, which is when we had it. but that says central again, right? And then here, if you click it, it has eastern. So it's confusing.
I don't know. Wherever I, whatever page I was on, it said six.
Can you send that to me? Just forward it to me? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't want to spend your time talking about our calendaring system when you guys need support. So how can I help you guys? Who do I have in? Wheaton and Denise and Jenny and Trish. So all of you guys came in late, which says to me that you were confused about the whatever the message you got. Is that correct?
Yes, for me.
Yeah. So you got a message that said in the email, it doesn't say the time, you have to click it.
Yes. I just double checked the email that I received this morning to register. That had it at 3, but the one that I received a couple of days ago had it at 4. So I went by that one because I hadn't seen.
A couple of days ago, you got one for this call now?
Yeah, or maybe it was a week ago. I can't quite remember, but whenever it was, maybe it was on the calendar, I had it written down that it was at 4 o'clock.
Me too. Okay. All right. We'll fix this, guys. I promise you, we will fix this because it's not pleasant. Okay. So how can I support you guys that just came in? Who needs help? Raise your hand and we'll go for it. Yeah. Go ahead, Wheaton.
I've been having a lot of stomach issues again that I noticed went away when I was doing sweet spot and stay in the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And with the stay in the sweet spot, I wasn't getting enough protein. And when we finished that program, quote unquote, I started adding back an Atkins protein bar for breakfast, which helped balance out the protein and it didn't throw off my allergies, but I'm thinking maybe that's an issue. Can I go back to the old sweet spot diet and take magnesium, DHA and chromium a couple times a day and that's okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can keep. So in fact, at the end of the sweet spot, when we say, okay, what's your next steps? It's like, if you slowly transition off those things, but if you notice any backtracking of symptoms, you add them back in. So, okay. Yeah. So if you've been off them, just go back to what was working, but the Atkins bars are not high quality food. Okay. I don't remember what's in them, but I would stay away from them. If you're looking for a bar that gives you protein, that is, you know, compatible with what you're learning here. Julian Bakery has these bars called Pegan, P-E-G-A-N bars. They're made with Sacha Inchi protein. They have like 15 to 20 grams of protein per bar. They're also got, you know, chicory fiber, there are a bunch of really good things in there. The chocolate ones are addicting, just saying. Don't buy them anymore because I buy them and then I'm like, oh, I can have 2 bars today. They're only this much. And I have a third one today. And then in 3 days, the whole box is gone. So I ordered them for my son because he likes them. So I'm going to take one and give him the whole box when they come.
Yes.
What is it? That's my approach. Now? But they also have a vanilla one and they have a cinnamon one. And, you know, you check them out. But it's P-E-G-A-N.
And it was Julian Bakery?
Julian Bakery, yeah. You can get them on Amazon or you can get it direct from them.
Okay.
Oh, I ordered the other ones from them because I thought that's the one that you said, but they were keto. And I was like, if Dr. Rita Marie thinks these are like the best thing, I go, it's just been like deprived for a while. Then I want to go see if I could send them back, but I'm glad to hear it was a different one.
Yeah. And I'm not crazy about the vanilla or the cinnamon ones. They are a little chewy. They aren't as moist as, but the chocolate ones are like, they're perfect consistency, perfect flavor. They're sweetened with monk fruit. So you don't have to worry about blood sugar. They're totally keto. But the other bar that I ordered, Designs for Health has a keto bar. That's similar. And it's definitely addicting as well. And it's got, it's good. And they have chocolate. I wish they had vanilla so it wouldn't be quite as addicting. But they're very good and they have very clean ingredients as well. We used to make our own bar called the Unstoppable Bar. And people loved them and I did too. Great ingredients. The company raised their price and it was going to cost us $4.50 per bar. That's just the bars, right? We had the packaging, we had all this. We would have had to charge like $8 a bar to even make it worth our while for the time it took. And we just said, sorry, we're done. And a lot of people were really disappointed. But at the time I made them, because there were no other good low glycemic and good ingredient organic bars around. So I made them. And it was a good show for a couple of years, but I mean, we lost money every year on them. So we decided we had to, I couldn't do that. So we had to quit it. But
did you try the JJ Virgin keto bars?
Some of her, she private labels designs for health. Just
Yeah.
So it might be, you have to look at it and read the ingredients, because some of the bars she does are not, they have dairy in them, or they have like beef protein or something like that in them. So yeah, it might be the same. It might be the same as her keto.
Yeah, and they're yummy.
Yeah, and they're good. There's another bar from Designs for Health that's yummy, but it's more like a candy bar. Let's just be real. It doesn't have the sugars in it, but it has very little protein.
You're not using the iPad?
It's not that good for
iPad,
you.
iPad, you can get Spectrum on that.
What's that? Somebody else. It's basically called the Coco Immune. It's like a Mounds bar. Let me just tell you, it's so delicious and again, addicting, but it not as like with the Julian Bakery ones, at least I'm getting a good amount of protein in them, right? With these, I have to take 3 or 4 bars to just get 10 grams of protein. Whereas the Julian Bakeries are like 15 to 20 each one. So it's really good, hearty, you know, fill in the gaps kind of thing, or breakfast bar. And again, you know, you go back to, I don't want to see you eating snacks. Right? Snacks are just messy for your blood sugar. It's messy for your growth hormone. It's messy for your ketone levels. It's just not a good thing to do. So 3 meals a day at the most, but if you're a 2 meal a dayer, then having that snack in the middle is okay. It's just your third meal, and just make sure it's spaced, you know, the 4 or 5 hours or 6 hours apart.
Can we snack if our blood sugar is low? Not too low, but like in the mid 80s?
Depends. Are you where you want to be? So what's the purpose of snacking? Because you're very hungry, or just because you're needing
a little hungry, but not super hungry?
I would wait, because in general, there's several things. You have gut issues. And when you eat in between meals, you turn off what's called the migrating motor complex, and things get stuck and they don't move through as well. So it can cause bloating. So I think in general, I would not snack. And I would not eat more than 3 times a day, and make sure that it's, you know, spaced in between at least 4 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question about the bars, because I seem to have a reaction to coconut oil.
Oh.
Is that common, or?
It's not common, but it happens. I've had people say they were allergic to coconut in general.
My gut issues that are causing that? I mean,
See, it's not really an allergy if it's to the oil. Just, you know, in terms of terminology, technically an allergy is to the protein part, and it's a specific immune system response creating antibodies against that protein.
Okay. I used to be able to eat it years ago, but since the last...
And it could be that there's some, well, gallbladder. You know what you might try is, do you have a problem with MCT oil as well as coconut oil?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so then it's probably a gallbladder issue. It's probably that your gallbladder is not producing enough bile to break down the saturated fat in there.
Okay.
Because the MCT doesn't require the bile to be able to get absorbed. Yeah. Okay.
It's good to know. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let me just double check my time so I don't get caught up. I'm okay for a few more minutes. Okay, who else? Questions? Good to see you, Trish. I know you're in the middle of work. Denise, did you have anything? No, you're good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good.
Peggy,
it's been
a good day, except for my crazy scheduling.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out I did the master tracker, put all my supplements, and then I put them all in to have them calculate how much vitamin A.
And you said that in your message, and I wrote back and said I would check it. And let's look at that. Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Is that okay if I share? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do that, and I will find yours. Peggy. All right. We'll go Peggy. I hope this isn't true of all of them, like that maybe something got corrupt in yours, but I mean, we'll have to get everybody's got corrupt supplement tracking.
Yeah.
So you put the numbers here.
Right, all the supplements, but then it was supposed to calculate out and nothing happened. And I'm like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do something special there? Or?
No, it's these things got messed up. I'm just going to open up somebody else's just to see. Is somebody else okay with me opening up your master tracker to check yours? Anybody?
I haven't done it yet either.
I tried.
Yeah, you don't have to. I'll just look at it. Denise, I know you had one from back
before. You're fine to you open mine if you want.
No, yours is old. I want somebody new. So, Catherine,
sure.
I want to see because I know yours works, Vanessa and Denise, because I've been in there. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Correct. Only two syllables.
Catherine. A lot of people try to say that, right? They call you Catherine.
Some people do.
This is easier to get the edit right because you don't have extra E. My sister is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Okay, so supplement tracking. And I can tell right away. Yep, something happened. Oh no, it's working. So if we go here, interesting. Yeah, yours is working. All right. So we'll be looking at yours, Peggy, to see what happened. It's easy enough. I can just actually, let me see if that works. If I go like this,
okay.
I'm just going to try. Oh, I can't do it that way. No. Undo, undo, undo. Okay. I'm going to take this out. I think if these might not have been protected, and if you tried to write in these, you can mess up the.
Yeah, no, I didn't write in those.
You probably didn't. Okay, so if I just go like this, which we'll see if this works. If it does, it should add them up automatically on yours. No, something screwy. No. Oh, I see why. All right. You see what you did? You put the MCG in there.
Oh.
The MCG is, yeah, see, I tell you what these are. So MCG is 1500 here. See what happens? See, they're formulas and the formulas only work for numerics, not alphanumerics.
Okay, so if I take out all that.
Just take out all of that, it'll work. A lot less work. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Is this something we should be doing? I haven't done anything.
Yeah, yet. So this is a great chart, guys. If you're on supplements and you know you go, there's B6 in this and there's B6 in this and there's zinc in this. And how much of each of these am I taking? Am I taking enough? Am I taking too much? We created this for you to use. And what you do is right up here, see where Peggy put in the name of her supplement?
Yeah.
And then she goes down here and she just puts, well, this just has vitamin C, it's calcium, magnesium. So it's vitamin C and calcium and magnesium. And she just put the amount in and same thing here. And then it'll add it up. Let's see if she has any that has multiples in here so I could show you. Yeah, most of yours don't have, yeah. Yeah, most of your stuff is pretty much not overlapping, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Right. But if like, say, I'll just throw this in here. I'll take it.
Yeah, just throw something in and show people.
Yeah. So, so say that she had also had vitamin A and her vitamin D and it was like 40, let's see. It adds it up over here.
Mm.
So if you're taking multiple, like a B complex and a multi and whatever, and all that stuff adds up, you'll be able to see how much of it is in each one. I'll just take that one out because that's not real.
Okay, so I'm going to change that.
Yeah, it's really, really a great spreadsheet. I was so excited when I came up with this idea and I worked with one of my team members who knows Excel well to figure it out and put it together that you get an idea of how much are you actually taking, whether it's too much or too little. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, so I would totally recommend filling this in. Also, this is a good one to fill in. We're still waiting for Biocanic to put in the ability for you to put your supplements in. He says it's coming soon, so I'm going to check in with him again next week. They've been little by little adding the things that we've been asking for. 5 minutes, okay.
Also, you can't do it yet?
You can't, no. As of when I looked last week, let me look real quick. Let's look at my services, Biocanic. Can I open up somebody's, are you okay with me opening up? So tell me if it's okay if I open up your.
Sure.
You can open up mine if you want.
Okay. So I'll open up Peggy's because I put in a sheet for Peggy. And you'll be able to see what it looks like once. Now your coach or I, why is that? Oh, wait. Sorry. I did that wrong. Client list. There's no such assessment called Peggy.
Who knows?
You never know.
You need one, Peggy.
All right. So see this thing over here, supplements. I've already put in some supplements for Peggy. If I go to here, I can create like a new supplement protocol. I'm just going to say template, test, new template, we'll just call it test. Now I can put in all the stuff, but they're going to set it up so you can go in here and you can put in all your supplements. You can even call it, you know, Jenny's supplement schedule, or if you have like a brain health supplement schedule and you have these five things you're doing for brain health, you could separate them out. But then when you put it in, here's the cool part. You say add supplement, you put in the name of the supplement, and I'm going to say, okay, it's a liquid and we're going to be taking it by the drop. If it's not one of those, you can go here and you can say teaspoon, tablespoon, whatever it is. So I can just say one drop. We're going to start her at one drop, but I really want her to get up to 10, but I want her to do it slowly. And we're going to have her take it upon arising with lunch and before bed. And we're going to do that for 90 days and then retest. Right, then I can go down here, put the ordering URL, but in the notes, I can say, start with one drop, increase slowly to at most 10 drops.
Nice.
And one time I spent a half an hour putting all Peggy's and then I saved it and it didn't save. And I thought, did I do something wrong? What happened? And they said, oh, we had a glitch in the system yesterday. I'm like, great. Can you send somebody over to redo this for me? Cause I was figuring it out as I went along. But anyway, it's very helpful. I'm going to just say cancel on this one and I'll say cancel here. But if we go back to Peggy here and I want to, she wants to print it out. So she's got stuff in all these sections. She can just see her supplement schedule, like upon arising, with breakfast, mid-morning, and she can see her whole supplement schedule all there. Why are some of these things there multiple times?
Oh, they're, you know, when you were trying to send it to me when we first did it, every time you tried to send it, it just multiplied it. So everything's in like five times.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, I'm like, I know you're on a lot of stuff, but that's a little ridiculous. And then you can print it out. So you'll have your daily schedule that you can print out. So we're working on help getting it so that you guys can put yours in, because you all have like a bunch of stuff you're taking. May or may not be everything that you need or want to be taking. So what I recommend you do is in this thing, you go to supplements current, and then you put it in. Whose is this, Catherine? You just put all your supplements in here, right? And then that will make it for us. When they get it to that point, we could either have you put it in, or we can, if we have that, we can actually put it in, right? I can ask somebody like, you know, an assistant and say, hey, can you take everything that's in here and put it in here and say, this is Catherine's starting supplement regime. And then that helps you, me and their coaches to be able to look at it and say, this is a great chart, by the way. So even if we don't get it over there, it's just, it doesn't have, you know, the ease of flexibility and printing out your, you know, morning, noon, and night and that kind of stuff. But this has everything you need, your brand, your supplement, how much you're going to take, how often, why you're taking it. You may not know. I heard about this on a summit. I read about it in the newspaper, whatever. But it might be that my psychiatrist gave it to me for my depression. Date started, if you stopped, what other. So this is a really good chart. And we're trying to get him to put like a chart like this in the system so we can create, like, as when you filled out your assessments, that this would be one of the starting assessments. So that's what we're waiting on. Anyway, I've got another call coming up. Anybody else who had trouble getting in, stop share, have any quick questions for me? Are you good? Yeah, wait.
I was wondering if there are any foods or supplements that you would recommend for helping raise serotonin or neurotransmitters. I have all these great things around me happening and I'm just feeling flatlined for a while now.
I think that some of it is making sure that you are actually absorbing your protein. So looking at like bitters and things like that, because if you're not absorbing your protein, you're not pulling out the amino acids, right? Vitamin B6 is a super important one, and usually 25 to 50 milligrams. And if you're, I would take the neurotransmitter assessment, that paper pen one, and see if it's actually serotonin that shows up high or if it's something else.
Okay.
In terms of the symptoms. Yeah. And that's on that page that has the library of assessments.
Okay. Thank you.
And then go down to the thing called Eating for Brain Health. Not sure if you have access to that yet. We'll look to see. Okay, if not, if you can't see Eating for Brain Health, just text and we'll, you know, send a message and I'll make sure that it gets open for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, guys, thank you for coming. I apologize profusely for the craziness in the scheduling. We'll make sure that all those schedules get fixed and that, you know, you have an accurate ability to be here, and it's easy to be here on time. So thank you. Bye.